head coach from John Hardin High School, coach of Matt Elam, Mr. Chad Lewis. Coach, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us up there from the Bluegrass State. I don't know about you guys up there, but down here they're calling for snow tomorrow, so it is mass chaos.
Oh, are they really? We're supposed to be getting some of the Arctic air temperatures, but they are not calling for snow tomorrow in Elizabethtown.
Don't get the white stuff down here very often, so when we do, it's definitely a showstopper.
I'd say it's probably pretty chaotic down there. When we were down there a couple weeks ago, they made a big deal out of just because they kind of got a dusting or whatnot, so I'm sure snow is a rarity in Tuscaloosa.
4 gallons of milk and 2 loaves of bread throughout the entire Yellowhammer State. But, Coach, we appreciate
you joining us. I would say grocery stores are empty.
We appreciate you joining us this evening. Talking about Matt Elam, you've been able to coach a lot of kids. Tell us just a little bit about Matt.
You know, Matt's been a special kid to me. I had Matt Elam in elementary school, believe it or not, as an elementary student. I taught PE, and then I got a new job at the high school, at John Hardin High School, and, you know, Matt then came up through our school, and, you know, I've been able to be with this kid, you know, ever since he was about 7 years old. So, you know, he's got a special place in my heart, and, he's a very special talent, and he's just a phenomenal athlete, and he's got a great and bright future ahead of him.
Custody, what was Matt's height and weight at 7 years old?
You know, believe it or not, Matt towered over kids in elementary school as well. I'm sure that doesn't come shocking to most, but he was a good head taller than most every kid in the class, and we used to make jokes back in when he was in elementary school that said, hey, man, this kid is a heck of an athlete. For his size, this kid can run and jump, and he's always been very agile. And, we were like, back then, of course, that's been 10 years ago, we would say, you know, this kid's going to be something special one day, and it's going to be interesting to see how he develops. And little did I know I would actually be coaching, you know, him one day. Because he was at another school district at the time, and then when I changed districts, you know, lo and behold, Matt Elam changes districts as well and ends up coming up through our high school. So, it's been a great opportunity to coach such a special player and talent as him.
We're visiting with John Hardin head coach Chad Lewis. Coach Lewis, you've had an opportunity to see a lot of coaches come through. You've seen Matt go on trips. You've been on trips with him. You know, what's it been like to kind of be around these high-profile coaches over the last several months that have come through John Hardin High School? What's it been like seeing these guys like Coach Saban, Coach Stoops, Coach Kelly, Coach Urban Meyer, you know, all really want Matt as a part of their football program?
Yeah, you know, it's been really neat. It's probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for myself. I can probably say that I probably will never have another kid that's been such a high-profile recruit. To be able to sit down and, you know, have supper with Coach Saban, there's not a whole lot of people that can say that. And, that's one thing that I can say. And, you know, he was a super nice guy, you know, and through this entire process. And he's been very open to us and Coach Thompson. You know, I can't say enough about Lance Thompson and his ability to recruit, and he's just a great person. And I've got to know him, you know, and I know it's a recruiting deal, but you know, I feel like that I can almost call the guy a friend now over this past year. And I appreciate everything, you know, those guys have done for Matt and for me, you know, because I've traveled down there, I guess, with him for four trips over this past year. So it's been a neat experience, you know, I was able to meet Charlie Strong at U of L and Brian Kelly a couple times at Notre Dame and, of course, Stoops at Kentucky. I wasn't able to meet Urban Meyer because somebody else took him to Ohio State on that visit, but It's kind of been a rare occasion, you know, for John Harden High School to have such an elite prospect and, you know, what most consider one of the best defensive tackles in the country. And, of course, he's got that big decision that's coming up on Thursday.
I can imagine, as a head coach, your phone has to be sitting on the charger all day long.
You know, the other night it was kind of comical. I was sitting in my living room, and my phone just started ringing nonstop. And my wife says, "Who is calling you?" And I said, "Well, let me look at Twitter." And I got on Twitter, and you know, Matt had posted out that he was making his announcement, because it's funny, every time he posts something that, you know, has that type of magnitude, that's when my phone, you know, really will start exploding. And my wife said, "Oh, I guess it's something about with Matt again." And I was like, "Well, you're right. It was." So, you know, there's a lot of eyes on him all across the country. And it's just, you know, it's been amazing how this whole deal has taken off. And, you know, that's the difference from when I played. You didn't have all this social media that you do now. And, you know, all these people following him on Twitter and, you know, pretty much everything he says and does, you know, people are looking at.
Visiting with John Harden High School head coach Chad Lewis. Coach Lewis, you mentioned Coach Saban coming in and being able to eat supper with him and how awesome that experience was. Coach Stoops at Kentucky is really trying to change the culture there in Lexington. Talk a little bit about his recruiting techniques and how he sold Kentucky football.
You know, he came in, and what they really tried to use is what they built at Florida State, and with Stoops and defensive coordinator that he brought from Florida State, his name is DJ Elliott. You know, they felt like they ended up recruiting when it ended up being a national championship team this year, and they talk about all the guys that they brought in that they've developed over the years and been able to get into the NFL. And, you know, that's been one of their major sales to Matt, and I'm assuming probably, you know, the other recruits. And, you know, just talking about how it's going to take them time to build the program up. And, you know, they had a rough year this year. They ended up finishing 2-10. And but last year was their first recruiting class that they felt like was really not even a full year, actually, when they got hired, I think, in sometime in December. So they only had about a month, I think, to recruit some of their own guys. So, you know, they felt like this year was their first year to really get out and hit the recruiting trails. And for Kentucky standards, this is probably one of the best recruiting classes that, you know, they've had in, you know, a few years for sure. And I know that they've got, I'm not sure, 10 to 12 four-star recruits, I believe, already. So they've done a good job in recruiting, that's for sure.
Coach Chad Lewis, John Harden High School. Coach, in your opinion, do you have a feeling that Matt knows where he wants to go, where he wants to announce who on Thursday, or is that going to come later on in the week, possibly on Thursday?
Well, he's definitely going to announce Thursday at noon. I have a feeling that he probably knows, you know, right now where he wants to go. I know that he spent some time, I think, with his mom on Sunday, and they really sat down and talked about this decision. And, you know, he's keeping it to himself because he doesn't want the media to know where he's going to go, because, you know, he doesn't want to ruin it either for Kentucky or for Alabama, either one. And at the end of the day, you know, somebody's going to be, you know, I'm not going to, unhappy is probably a bad word, but, you know, disappointed. And the thing of it is Matt doesn't want to disappoint either staff. And he's a really kind-hearted kid, and, you know, he appreciates what, you know, both staffs have done in this entire process. And it's going to be ultimately hard at the end of the day to tell one of these programs that's just part of growing up. And, you know, they've all been told no before, I'm sure, at times. But, you know, he's still a human being, and he's still a 17-year-old kid. And, you know, he doesn't want to make anyone feel disappointed in the decision that he ends up making on Thursday.
Coach, you mentioned you've been around Matt Elam since he was in elementary school. You've been a teacher. You've been a coach, and I'm sure in some ways you've been somewhat of a father or brother figure to him. But from just an X's and O's standpoint and coaching standpoint, knowing the capability and the style of play that Matt has, just offering a sheer football perspective, where do you think Matt best fits as far as scheme-wise and as far as the game that he provides?
There's probably no doubt that, you know, he probably fits better 3-4 schemes. You look at the schools that, you know, ended up recruiting the hardest and off, you know, that had offered him. A lot of those schools played that 4 defense and wanted that big guy, especially in there on the nose. And that was Matt. He's about 6'5 1/4". Right now, he's about 380 pounds. But one thing he's going to have to do is lose weight. And all the schools, you know, talk to him about getting his weight down to play, you know, 30 to 40 snaps per game, you know, and right now he wouldn't be able to do that because he's probably a little bit out of shape. And Matt knows that, and that's what he's going to really focus on between now and June before he reports to either Kentucky or Alabama. So he reports, and when he reports, he's ready to go and hopefully able to maybe play some as a true freshman.
John Harden High School head coach Chad Lewis, coach of Matt Elam. Coach Lewis, we appreciate you joining us tonight. And I guess just in your personal opinion, where do you think Matt ends up?
You know, it's really hard for me to say right now. You know, and I don't want to tip. You know, I don't want to tip Matt's hat either way on where he's probably going to school. You know, if I have the opportunity now, I would just thank all of the coaches at UK and Alabama both for the time that they've spent, you know, recruiting him and what they've done for him and myself during this recruiting period. Both schools have been, you know, outstanding to us, and I'm very thankful for that.
John Harden High School head coach Chad Lewis. Coach, appreciate you joining us. And good luck to the future, and thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you, Coach.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me on.
Have a good one, brother.